producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yourself, remind yourself that today is Thursday already. I find myself pinching myself every morning about this time, Kenny. How about you? It is a good thing to pinch yourself and realize you're still there.
Yeah. That's not bad. And 1 week from Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. If you haven't made travel arrangements yet and you were thinking about going somewhere, you can probably rest easy that you're staying home. Because you're not getting anywhere if you haven't got the arrangements made by now. All right, let's see what's going on here. Let's hear. This is not a visual medium. Although one of the best things about doing this for a living has been how well it has equipped me, being on the radio, to tell stories, to use my imagination, and to draw those pictures in your mind of things that are going on that if you have a good imagination, or you have a good vision, good recall, you can visually, vividly sometimes imagine what it is that we're talking about, what's going on. And so, as we spend so much time talking about what's happened in Paris, if you've ever been to Paris, then you visualize the beauty of the city. Nothing to do with the people. I've been in Paris, four or five times probably over my life, and I have found it visually stimulating to be there. I also have found that the people there are stimulating, and just because you get stimulation, it doesn't mean it's good stimulation. I've found the Parisians to be kind of a pain in the neck. Rest of the French population, pretty cool. Pretty much in sync with America and Americans, but the Parisians don't like Americans, even though how many times have we saved their butt? It just is one of those funny things. And you know what? It's amusing. It's okay. So now the attention on Paris bringing us back around to thinking more about who these people are and what goes on in the country. So that's been the focus of a lot of people. Meanwhile, back at the Isom Ranch, there is I don't know if you'd call this a poll, Kenny. There's a report out today that there is this real vying for who's the baddest of them all among the terror groups, whether it's ISIM, or whether it is Al-Qaeda, whether it's Boko Haram. And guess who's won the title of the world's deadliest terrorist group? Don't have a guess.
Oh, didn't I send you that?
Oh, did you? Okay.
I wasn't sure. I didn't want to jump in. Sometimes when I guess, then I get in trouble.
No, it's okay. You're not in trouble.
Well, it's Boko Haram.
Boko Haram is, in fact, the deadliest terrorist group in the world. And even after ISIM did what they did in Paris, Boko Haram is the group that has tortured Nigerians and many of the people in surrounding countries for years, responsible for 6,664 deaths last year, more than any other terrorist group in the world, including ISIM, which last year killed 6,073 people. The death toll in Nigeria mounted yesterday, the bombing of a city in northern Nigeria. Boko Haram was suspected in an explosion that killed a dozen people in another region the day before. Authorities say that the people who are doing this are female suicide bombers. And that's what is so hard for Westerners to understand. How could a woman do this? How could somebody get a woman to do this? Women are supposed to be nurturing, caring, loving. Guys go crazy. Women are not supposed to go crazy. At least that's the traditional thought. But not the case with Boko Haram, they are just plain bad through and through. So how can we have no focus on them and lots of focus on ISIM? Not even a lot of focus on Al-Qaeda these days, or the Taliban. Those are the four. Taliban didn't even rate in this survey of how many people got killed by at their hands by them. So what's the story? Why is that? Look at the regions of the world where these guys are doing their trickery, their skullduggery, their chicanery. The places where there are oil deposits are the places we focus on, right? Nigeria now being discovered, there's a lot of oil there. Boko Haram is just doing whatever they can in that part of Africa. And then we all know where ISIM is. Al-Qaeda's been there. Taliban, they've got their own thing with drugs, that sort of stuff. And there's a big market, you know that, for what they're doing. Opium, everything related to the production of opium is pretty much... there would be a war between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda or any of these other groups if like Al-Qaeda were to begin growing poppy and creating heroin. The Taliban wants that to themselves. So anyway, you've got a lot of things in the world that make you, I started out the hour feeling pretty good about myself, feeling pretty good about the day. Now I think I've ruined it all. For myself and maybe for you. How about we dig a little bit more into the Paris attacks, because that's what's on people's minds more immediately. Dr. Paul Coleman is here with a focus. He's a psychiatrist. He wants to tell you, help us all understand how we talk to our children about what's going on in France and, for that matter, for the rest of the world. Up next here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electrics this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT's Gap Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Paul Coleman, who's an award-winning author, a nationally known psychologist in private practice for 30 years. He's written 13 books traditional sort of ideas. His latest book is called Finding Peace When Your Heart Is in Pieces. Wow, that's what a great...
Wow, that pretty much lays it out, doesn't it?
That's really... Dr. Coleman, welcome to Good Day. There's a way to get to the heart of things. Finding peace when your heart is in pieces. Wow, how many of us have... We've all been there, so there's going to be a big audience for that book. Let's talk specifically about things that are not good and how we talk to our children about them. The terrible events in Paris. What do you advise to parents who are trying to make sense of this? If children are asking, Richie, you've got two younger children. Are they asking questions?
They are.
And so why don't you ask Dr. Coleman, what were they asking you? And that's a way to...
Well, my son is 11. My daughter is 8. My son is, more aware of what is going on, and he basically asked, Dad, what happened? And I guess my philosophy was to try and be honest with him, yet keep it far away so that he didn't feel immediately threatened here.
I think that's a good approach. They, at that age, they will know the facts, even if you don't tell them. Somebody else will, or they'll
right.
see it on television.
Right.
So you have to be honest so they know that they can trust you. But it's our job as parents to help them to feel safe. And we don't want to do that by giving platitudes and quick cliches and then dismissing their concerns. We want to take a little bit of time with them. I give an acronym, SAFE, for parents to remember. You don't have to use all in the same order. But S stands for search, which means search for their hidden concerns. Because a lot of times when they say, what happened, mm-hmm. what they're really saying is, will this happen to me?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want to probe a little bit. What are your friends saying? And if you give them answers, say, does that help? Do you have any more questions? Some kids might still be afraid. Do you feel fear? You search more so that they can give you more of what's going on inside them. The A stands for take action. And by that, I mean keep their routines normal. Show them that life goes on the same way as it did before. That's going to be very, very reassuring mm-hmm. for them. The F is to let them express their feelings. Try not to say, oh, don't be scared or don't worry. Because if they are scared or worried, telling them that doesn't automatically change that mind. So let them express it, and then you can help put their feelings into perspective. And the E is to ease their minds. Tell them why you think they're going to be safe. I would never let you go somewhere where I thought you were going to get hurt. And all the police and the government are doing the best they can to protect us. And those four things will probably help them a great deal.
All right, so to follow up on that, how should I train my kids to be alert and aware in this world that we're raising them in? We only have about 60 seconds left, but there's kind of this part of me that wants to raise them so that they are conscious of what's around them and where they're going.
Mm. Well, I would try to pick one or two or three specific things that mean the most to you in terms of your concerns that you can focus on, whatever it might be. It might be if you see somebody doing something that's wrong or whatever it might be, or if you're at an airport or something, what kinds of things would you want them to focus on? Because otherwise, there's so much to be alert for.
Right.
Well, then you live your life. I've been talking a lot about this morning. I happen to think that fear is a horrible. Any decisions made out of fear are wrong.
Right, and that's the hard part.
But this is all about fear. Let go of the worries. It's easier said than done. We all know that, but it's a philosophy to consider. Dr. Paul Coleman is the author of Finding Peace Where Your Heart Is in Pieces. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. This is Doug and the gang. Good day. 21 after. Yeah.
so, you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious.
American in Paris.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the American Airlines theme.
Yeah, it was American Airlines.
It's American Paris.
Written by George Gershwin. He certainly quintessential to our history, the modern history of music in our country. And every year there is a recipient, has been for the last six, 7 years, Lifetime Achievement Awards in music, promoting song to enhance cultural understanding, entertaining and informing audiences, inspiring new generations. The winner this year of the Gershwin Prize, none other than musical outlaw Willie Nelson.
Wow.
Without pain.
This is quite a significant, if you don't understand. I'm going to give you some of the other people who have won this award, but this is about as establishment of an award as you can get. And Willie Nelson is about as unestablishment as you can imagine. The Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Willie Nelson gets it today. First country artist to pick up the award. It started in 2007 with Paul Simon. Getting it first. What that? Very. Sorry, Richie, I can't hear you.
Paul Simon has a new album.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that really.
Shoot, I just did a song with Dion. They do a whole album. Dion posted on Facebook. Let me go grab it and I'll play it for you.
Okay, good.
Dion posted on Facebook that he and Paul Simon just did a new song.
Okay, also getting the Gershwin Prize, Stevie Wonder got it the second year. Which makes nothing of sense.
I love you. I just call.
If there is a.
Say how much I care.
Better pop love song than this, I don't know what it is. Paul McCartney won in the third year. Another. Well, he's not an American, and people
turn their noses up at him at first, but I mean, he really is. The Beatles, McCartney, and Ringo, they all have homes here. They must as well be Americans, right? They're so much a part of the American lexicon. Carole King also has been a recipient of the Gershwin Prize. Remember, this is given to the people who have promoted song in our culture, have added to our culture. And, you know, Kenny, I was thinking of this as we were playing this and what you said a few minutes ago about the Statue of Liberty and how varied this group of singers is. And don't they represent, in fact, another part of America that is to be, I think, prized? That is our, we have such broad tastes in music, and this prize is capturing it. So congratulations to Willie Nelson for winning this year.
This is Dion and Paul Simon's new song called New York Is My Home.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a girl up to the front. She treats me like a king. I'll give her anything she wants. She is my everything.
Doug, I'm telling you, you have to follow Dion on Facebook.
Okay.
And you would love his post. Like, he and a couple of buddies will just be sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden, he'll start singing a song, and he'll post it.
Post it. Really?
And just and pictures of him just around New York with friends. You would really enjoy it.
Yeah. I enjoy him. I've always enjoyed him. And I pretty much always enjoyed Paul Simon, although he takes himself way too seriously.
You think?
Paul Simon?
Yeah.
But it doesn't make any difference because he's contributed. You forget that stuff when you think about the contributions of somebody like this. You forget the things that are insufferable sometimes. But, yeah, Kenny said sometimes. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Congratulations again to Willie Nelson, the winner of the Gershwin Prize today. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes manuals online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes manuals online are now available at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Stefan, along with Ken Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show. There are always things that are going on in the world that are aimed at helping you understand better what's going on in the world. I think one of the things that's interesting, you can find at DougStefan.com today. Hopefully all of the items that we place there, trending items and the new things that are showing up in the news or in your life, things that will influence you, are helpful, because that's the idea. We're here to help. Seriously, this is a program. This is what programmers in the radio world call a full-service morning program, taken out of the pages of the past, but yet focused on the present. The idea is to bring to you as many different ideas that will be helpful, things that will make your day better. So it isn't always just about politics and just about the news, but things that will help to shape your life and influence you as to how you go through this process of the thing that we call life. Interesting story today, Kenny, about prescription drug ads and whether or not they ought to be banned at DougStefan.com. I find the ads, whether they're on radio or television or, and this is my bread and butter, but I find some of the ads that we play so annoying. Well, I point them out, right? Just annoying. And sitting during programs that are obviously aimed at the 40-plus market, most popular show on TV is NCIS, for example. But most any of the dramas, watch Madam Secretary on Sunday, or, as I say, any of the dramas on TV, and most of the, I guess, the bill of fare, whether it's comedy, drama, you can't go through a spot break, which is the, what are we, mostly it's two and a half minutes on the television shows and 3 to 3.5 minutes on the radio shows without hearing, especially on television, watching an ad for some kind of a drug. And then you read Time Magazine or People Magazine or any of the conventionally popular magazines and you see page after page after page of prescription drug ads. So in terms of the things that are in the newspapers or magazines, you can avoid those, just keep reading. I suppose in television you can click and go to the next channel, and so can you in radio. But if you're watching them, one wonders, my beef has been over the years that as they take you through all of this stuff that will kill you, and this will make your life better, then that's 15 seconds. 45 seconds are devoted to why you shouldn't take the drug, why you should stay, because of all the government requirements that have to be stated for those who are not smart enough to read the label, I guess, or to find out what the indications are or counterindications are. So anyway, so it's not only that, but it's kind of the way the stuff is presented that's offensive. So what's this move? Dig around this a little bit more, Kenny, for us. What's this move all about? And is there any chance that prescription drug ads might be banned, kind of like tobacco product ads are not allowed, at least on electronic media?
Well, I think it'll be an uphill battle. But
yeah,
the American Medical Association and that several doctors have brought this up, that the ads are misleading or just flat out lying, and that because of the expense of advertising, it's making medications that are important, it's driving the costs up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, drugs, by the way, you can buy any drug on the market in America elsewhere cheaper. Any drug. You can go to Canada, and you probably have more confidence in what you might get out of Canada than what you'd get out of Mexico or China. But you can find prescription drugs cheaper anywhere else than here in America. Now, the other side of it is it does take a lot of money to get these things through the FDA because the FDA is trying to protect you, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. There are plenty of examples of FDA-approved drugs killing people, having horrible, horrible, horrible side effects, that kind of stuff. And so the credibility of the FDA, in my mind, is always in question because they're trying more often than not to take out the supplement business, the vitamin business, that kind of stuff, which you may remember yesterday we had a conversation. There's a story, I think, didn't we care that story on DougStephan.com about the that company that makes a product called Jacked Up and other things that are they're supplements, but they're really bad in any number of ways. And so they use this, the FDA uses this as a horn to try to wedge their way into, look at this guy's irresponsible, look at what they're saying, and look at what it's doing to your liver and your spleen and your kidney, and it'll kill you. And, well, some of the stuff may not be so good for you. I think give them that much. But for the most part, the supplement industry regulates itself because it realizes that if you don't regulate yourself, then it's like the goose and the egg, right? The gold goose that kills the golden egg, or however that story goes. So the best way to ward off those problems, though, is just read the label and understand what you're buying and or consuming. That's the smart thing. And when it comes to prescription drugs, same thing is true, or you rely on your doctor. See, I don't understand the core of this conversation built around prescription drug ads. You can't get by very, the definition of getting a prescription drug is that it must be prescribed to you by your doctor. So what responsible, and maybe that's the question, what responsible doctor is going to prescribe a drug for you that isn't good for you? Ah, there's the question. And the answer comes in a different, well, there's three or four shades in the coloring of the answer to this. One of them is that the way the medical world works now, there isn't a lot of attention given to individuals because of the state of the healthcare industry in our country. So whether they're really paying attention to you, whether they really understand counterindications, whether you really go to the same doctor all the time, what's the obligation of the doctor? Not so much as the obligation that you have to know what's going on in your body. So if you have a number of, if you've gone to three or four different doctors for three or four different conditions and you're on three or four different prescriptions, then you better make each of them know what you're on if another drug is going to be prescribed. It's not too difficult. Smart people do that. But then back to the prescription drug ads themselves, or to prescription drugs, doctors, you know, in some circumstances get paid a sort of commission from the drug companies for prescribing certain drugs, whether you knew that or you didn't know that. And so the ads that say, tell your doctor you should take whatever it is that you're being told to take, that doctor is a chance that the way they've set up their relationship with the doctor, if he or she prescribes something that is of that ilk, that he or she will get a kickback from the drug company. So that's maybe a reason for understanding better what it is that's going on in the prescription drug business, and whether or not, as Kenny said, it's an uphill battle. Whether it'll happen or not remains to be seen. Okay, so that's the drug side of the conversation today. In a moment, Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us with a discussion about supplementation and how the companies that are making the supplements are doing on the stock market. That's up next here on Good Day.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen, but the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A self-described psychic from Texas is suing the governor of New York for reward money that was offered during a high-profile manhunt last summer. In June, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that the state would pay $100,000 to anyone who provided information leading to the capture of two inmates who had escaped from a prison in upstate New York. The psychic claims he called the governor's office after that and provided information that helped locate the men. But in a rambling 31-page lawsuit, he can only point to vague opinions he gave, such as the inmates separating at some point, and that the police were walking right by them. Let's be fair, I'm not usually one to make predictions, but there is one thing I can foretell in this case with absolute certainty.
The taxpayers of New York are going to have to pay to defend this ridiculous lawsuit. A judge has allowed the case to proceed without requiring the man to pay the usual filing fee because, and I quote, the plaintiff has only about $80 in his bank account. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is with us. He has one of the best medical newsletters I have ever seen, and that says something because I read a lot of this stuff because I'm very interested in my own health and well-being, and I'm interested in talking about things that will be good for you, hopefully. So if you go to Dr. Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, and sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you will learn more things every week about advances in medicine that have been researched. There's great stories every week. So today, I have three or four things as I usually do for you, Ron. One of them has to do with a company called USP Labs being indicted by the Department of Justice for promoting and selling nutritional supplements that may not work. Products like, I think you referred to as Jacked, some of these other things that don't do anything good and may do some bad things for you. And so as a result of the rumors yesterday, news media got a hold of this in the morning. By mid-afternoon, stocks in GNC and Vitamin Shop had gone into the tank. They recovered because what was thought is that they're going to go after those outfits because they have their own brands for that sort of thing. But USP Labs are pretty skullduggerous. Is that the way you describe their what their product line is?
Indeed. You know, what they did was, look, they're good players and they're bad players in the vitamin business. It is, according to the guy who runs their trade organization, who I interviewed recently, it's a tale of two cities. It's a tale of, you know, honest, scrupulous manufacturers who adhere to good manufacturing standards, and then kind of shadowy players who try to get a competitive edge by including illicit ingredients. In this case, it was actually a pharmaceutical drug, not authorized here, used in China to enhance performance, jack you up, in effect.
For people who want to become more muscular or that sort of thing. Yeah, get more blood to there. The same thing we talk about with Super Beats and Neo 40. That's a legitimate product, but this stuff is not. But it has the same, they're telling you the same thing will happen.
Exactly. The problem was that it had a known harm profile. It could cause liver problems, and in fact, and other problems. But in fact, it caused several people to require liver transplants. The manufacturers were apprised of this. What they said is, okay, we'll stop selling it. We won't stop selling it. We'll stop making it. But we do have to sell off all this excess inventory. So let's keep it on the down low. We'll shush it up, and we'll just keep selling the stuff until we deplete it. Because it's a waste of money if we throw the stuff away. Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't cool. Mm-hmm. And there may actually be some implications for some of the big chain stores who accepted this stuff and continued to sell it until it became abundantly clear that it was bad
stuff.
So that's why the impact on the stocks. Now, I think the stocks have rebounded on these major manufacturers. Generally, they are careful, so I'm not going to implicate them. Maybe they got snookered by these products. Mm-hmm. But, it all kind of goes to show you that caveat emptor. You have to be an informed
buyer
consumer.
Beware. Yep,
right.
Read the label.
Exactly. Not there, everything out there is good.
There is a there are a couple of things that from the disease front that are making news this week. A drug-resistant TB has been on the rise, especially in Asia, which is a special threat to young children who have weakened immune systems. I noticed that this in the whole category of these drug-resistant infections, there and here, there is a need for new kind of drugs. Or is there some other way to eradicate these sort of problems like TB? Which most people thought was gone, not a problem anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly a condition of poverty and urbanization, and then often, certainly in African countries, it can be combined with HIV. You know, when your immune system is low, and then you're susceptible to yet another disease. Drug-resistant TB is emerging throughout the world, and it is a big problem. It's a disease that we thought we had virtually eradicated. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things about TB is that to some extent, I'm not saying it's a panacea or a magic bullet, it does respond to vitamin D.
Really?
And that's why in the old days when they had no cure, they would take the kids out to sanatoria. They'd take people out to, they would sit in the sun, and the sunlight they knew was good, clear mountain air, and there's something to that.
Hmm. All right, you presented the American College of Advancement in Medicine last week.
Indeed, I did.
What did you talk about?
I talked about IV therapies, how do you give intravenous vitamin C and other therapies that we find so useful in this form of medicine.
Chelation, that sort of thing?
Yeah, chelation as well.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. All right, you can read about it in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter of Ron's. Go to Dr. Hoffman, FFMAN, and sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Always good to have Ron here. I'm Doug. This is the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Start thinking about your relationship with your pets, because Warren Eckstein is here. He is your pet's best friend. He's a very good friend of mine and a good friend of this program. He is known around the country and around the world as one of the best trainers who ever lived, ever shared oxygen on the planet, Richie. He knows how to train dogs well. I'm not sure about Denise, whether she's trained too well. I think she's got him trained, frankly.
Bye-bye. And I'll tell you, I use Warren's dog treats, hugs and kisses, and vitamins to train my dogs.
Great
and
line.
They respond very well.
Hugs and kisses, you go to pets. Well, you can actually get a couple of different places. You can go to hugsandkisses.com, petshow.com. Hugs and kisses, a vitamin and mineral line specifically. There's one for dogs and there's one for cats, as Richie suggested.
But like you said, you can get it anywhere. I order them from Amazon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Another couple of bucks for Warren. That's what we want. Got to keep them afloat. Got to make those car payments. All right, in a couple of moments here, we're going to talk about what happens to you if you're dating and you have a dog. How does that enhance your ability in the dating world? Plus, acknowledgement of Otto the skateboarding Bill. I was going to say Bill. Big hello, say that again, Doug. Otto the skateboarding bulldog. Say that 100 times fast. All coming up here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. Right now, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 50% off. Plus, Vistaprint's collection of personalized one-of-a-kind gifts is also up to 50% off. Hurry, offer ends soon. To get this incredible deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code CARD50 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code CARD50.
Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program from the Pet Show. Video of the day yesterday, Warren, showed the official Guinness Book of World Records YouTube channel featuring Otto the skateboarding bulldog set a record last week riding a skateboard through a human tunnel of 30 people. And you can see this is just, it's incredible actually. See the people leaning over and the dog just going through there. I look at those and I think of Charlotte, my bulldog who died last April. She never could have done anything like this because she wouldn't have she wouldn't have been able to focus without stopping and looking and smelling whoever it was who was along the path. So, all right, so you have a theory about what happens to people who, I remember the first night I ever went to dinner with Meredith, Charlotte was with me wherever I went, and Charlotte was in the pickup truck. So after we had dinner, I drove her home, and Charlotte was sitting in the truck. And I know that Charlotte, if I go back to some of the old email after that first night, Charlotte impressed her more than I did.
You didn't even have to be there, Doug.
No, maybe not. So how about that? How about dogs and dating? What happens in that league?
You know, there was an interesting study. It just came out recently, and I got some statistics that are kind of put me on edge, but I want you to listen carefully. 22% of men, but only 6% of women admitted that they actually use their dog to attract potential dates.
Oh, yeah.
Now, 64% of women and 49% of men said they were more attracted to a person if they owned a rescued dog. That kind of fascinated me. Mm-hmm. So a rescued dog is actually more appealing. 75% of women, 54% of men said they would not date someone who did not like their pets. I got to tell you a quick story. When I first started dating again, and I started dating Denise, and she was living in L.A., but I brought her to New York, to my place in upstate New York, which was kind of a little sanctuary. And this was my test, because there I had 22 rabbits, two 1,200-pound pigs, 30 rescued dogs, six chickens, six ducks. I think if they can get past that, maybe there's a second date. I never forget her look when I took her on the first date, and the first thing I introduced her to was a 1,200-pound black and white pig.
There you go.
The look of love. That's what's amazing.
The look of love.
All right, so you ready for me to give you one of the best pickup places that is on the planet?
Yes, Richie.
Dog parks.
Oh, really? Totally.
If you own a dog and you are single,
further,
go to a
one
dog
step
park.
Further. You want to make money, Rich? You want to make a lot of money? Really, you can buy more cars. Listen to me carefully. If you are an entrepreneur and you rent cute puppies to single men at dog parks,
you know what?
Hire tomorrow.
Even better. I'm going to open a singles dog park for people to show up if they are single and own dogs, and I will sell beer and wine.
Wine, cheese, and you can scoop up after your dog.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, there we go.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.